Wisconsin is in the early steps of regulating PFAS, a family of chemicals with health hazards. At a scope statement hearing last week, Megan Williams, an environmental toxicologist with the DNR's Water Quality Bureau, said PFAS regulation wouldn't be cheap.
There are certain treatments that are pretty good at removing PFAS from wastewater, but there are costs associated with all of those treatments. And so we are expecting there to be significant economic impacts.
According to the DNR, it could cost $25 million to install proper drinking water treatment at some large city plants. But environmentalists like Carly Michaels of Clean Wisconsin indicated it's worth it.
They are harmful forever chemicals that build up in the body and environment over time. PFAS have serious known health effects and are already contaminating Wisconsin's waterways.
However, industry groups are concerned the scope of the DNR's regulation is too broad. Scott Manley of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce said the agency should focus only on PFOS and PFOA, the two best-known PFAS compounds.
There are more than 4,000 of them. It's unclear to us which substances will ultimately be in the final rule or for which the department intends to regulate.
The Natural Resources Board will next consider the proposed scope statements this winter. If approved, PFAS rule drafting and review will happen next year and in 2021, and the rules will take effect in 2022. Ben Meyer, WXPR News.